Thanks for listening. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. Authentic leaders are sincerely interested in others. They're approachable, they're accessible. They have a smile on their face, they're respectful of others. They're looking for ways to include others in a meaningful, intentional way. I would teach admissions representatives when they come out and represent the university to make sure that they, when they walk into a classroom to talk about our university, even though it's temporarily assigned to them, but that library space or even their display at a college fair, that it's something that I'm in charge of. We would tell our admissions representatives to come early to a college fair. They'd be the earliest of any other college admissions representative, and they would be the last to leave. We have our volunteers at the state fair to make sure that they stand all the time in front of our display, even though we have great purple carpets and displays in the back, that we want to make sure that our volunteers understand it's important that K-State, the nation's first land-grant university, be personable and upfront, that we're the host or hostesses of that space. My wife Susan and I had a chance to represent the university in a variety of official events. We had a chance a number of years ago to represent the university during the Kansas City Chiefs home opener. That's kind of a big deal in that the K-State Marching Band was performing at halftime, and we were selected by the university to represent our school. Well, we arrive at Chiefs Stadium. Of course, we're in purple. Everyone else is in Chiefs red. And we go to the owner's box. And this is 50-yard line, large, palatial suite, two levels, food and adult beverages for everyone, and we go and sit in our assigned seats, which were right in the front row, 50-yard line, because we can't wait for the K-State Marching Band to take the field. Halftime comes, and everyone that was sitting in their plush seats got up and went to the lounge area where they were receiving, where they had a chance to enjoy food and adult beverage. Well, we were the only two remaining in the 200 so seats to watch the pride. Just as the band takes the field, and by the way, we had just beaten KU the night before. Our band members stayed overnight, so it was a sunny day in Kansas City, and the pride is entering the stadium. And just as they're entering the stadium, I look out of the corner of my eye, and a gentleman's walking down the steps towards us. And it's Lamar Hunt, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he came over and sat down right next to Susan and me and spent the entire halftime visiting with us about how happy he was to have us there, how great our university was and is, the presence in the Kansas City area is important for us to be there. In other words, he took time to take the spotlight off of himself and put it on us, to make us feel welcome. That space was temporary, but he treated it as his home. It's a great example of authentic leadership. Lamar Hunt, owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, demonstrated in a sincere, caring way how important it is to be respectful of those that you meet for the first time and want to make sure that they're comfortable. And even though the temporary space of the stadium wasn't his, he made it his. The same kind of experience that we ask our volunteers as they represent us at a college fair or at the state fair each year, to stand in front of our display, to be open. We ask our admissions representatives who represent us in high schools around the state and around the country. We train them specifically to make sure everyone feels welcome, that K-State is an open, friendly, responsive kind of environment, and that we want to make sure that we represent ourselves in that way, that we're respectful. Authentic leaders are hosts and hostesses, no matter where they happen to be. You don't have to be Lamar Hunt, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, to show respect for those around you. You never know where your touch and your sincerity can make a difference in someone's life.